Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Oh, let me get a sip of my coffee here. Ah, perfect. Wow. Nice sip of my coffee. Ah, you happy, Aristotle? Are you? How are you? You're good? How are you? Oh, I'm glad you're doing good. See? You email me, you tweet me, you tell me to do that, and I do it. Let's do it again. How you doing? That's good to hear. But what if you said you're a little bit in a funk? Well, I'm happy you're in a funk instead of being depressed. There's a difference, by the way. A funk you'll wiggle out of, right? Funks are okay. Sometimes you just got to embrace it. You know, I'm in a funk, right? Look at me. I'm like a doctor. Hey, by the way, I was listening to the show the other day because someone told me it was funny, the Todd Glass Show. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. I swear to you, no one tweeted it me. No one emailed it to me. I like cursing. Sometimes it's powerful. It's you know, it gives you a, but sometimes it's too much for me. Not just creatively. You know, I'm not one of those people, oh, you know, it's harder to be, you should be clean, it's harder to be clean and funny. No, it isn't. I just mean, I don't want to not curse at all. Sometimes it helps give you a little bit of a punch to something. Sometimes I'm like, God, I didn't need to curse there. You're like, Todd, we want you to curse more. All right, could you do me a huge favor? I never ask for favors, okay? I'm going to rip through some dates here. Some of them are so far in advance, but I think it's important. Number one, I need a band. And you know the deal with bands. It's like a two-piece band in San Diego. I'm going to be at the All-American Comedy Club the 24th of September through the 26th. So if you want to be like my little backup band, keyboards and drums, something like that, that's what's always the best, email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. And I'll get back to you. It's more of a fun job. I'll promote you. I'll mention you on the radio. I'll tweet for you if you need me. There is some pay, but it's not a lot. It's mostly if you're a podcast listener and you would want to be a part of it. And then that's San Diego. And then I'll be in Buffalo at Helium. Don't fast forward it. How do you know I'm not going to mention your city? Buffalo Helium, the 1st through the 3rd of October. I'll be at the Laughing Skull Atlanta, the 6th through the 10th of October. And then I'll be in Austin at the Velveeta Room. Wait till you see what we're going to do to this room. I'm so excited. If you've been to the Velveeta Room, which is already a great room, wait till you see what we're going to do to it. Three-piece band, four-piece band. It's going to look cool. Black tablecloths. You're going to walk in. It's going to be like, what the heck? And then next year in January, I'm going to be at the Helium. I'm not doing Helium in Philly for Thanksgiving this year. I'm going to do Helium, I think it's like the 14th, 15th, and 16th, whatever. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but it's like that week, whatever that Thursday, Friday, Saturday is. Now, speaking, and this is one more date, but listen up, Pittsburgh. So Helium will be the 14th, 15th, and 16th, or 15th, 16th, and 17th. I'll fix it next week, but whatever that Thursday, Friday, Saturday is, like I just said. Now, I'm coming to Pittsburgh the week before that, like the 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'd think I should know these dates, but whatever that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it might be the 8th, 9th, and 10th. I think that's the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I had so much fun in Pittsburgh. I'm not just saying it. The crowds that came out, it was probably one of the most fun times I've ever had on stage. So we're going to use James again and Nick. Oh, I hope I got Nick's name right. I think I'm messing it up, the drummer. And I apologize if I am. James was, I've used a lot of musicians in different cities. James was one of the best. So we're going to come back and we're going to do even a little bit more. It's going to be great. Pittsburgh. And I'll tell you what room it's, the arcade or something like that. I'll tell you all that stuff later. But I just wanted you to know if you're in Pittsburgh and blah, blah, blah. All right, there we go. So San Diego, come on, there's got to be someone that lives there, a little two-piece. So we keep the band small, you know. That's it. I think that's it. So, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I knew I forgot something. So I hope I said Buffalo Helium, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of October. Then what I might try to do is take a day off and then do like maybe it in Toronto at Clandestiny. I hope I'm saying the name of that right. I'm great at promoting my own dates. I got half the names wrong. But yeah, everyone in those cities, they know that later on my podcast or I'll tweet it. I'm going to try to do like maybe a Monday and a Tuesday there. Again, we're gonna do it upright. Just two shows, one Monday, one Tuesday. But when I know that for definite, I'll let you know. But Toronto, I'm going to try to go from Buffalo to Toronto because it's so close and do two little just little fun dates there. All righty. Well, listen, today's show is the second half of Lachlan Patterson, and that's it. You're great. You're special. You're a pile of shit. Oh, look, you're smiling. Shut up. Even you, and you're like a big tough guy sitting in your living room. No one thinks you're this. Look at you. Are you crying? Good. Good. Look at me. I don't know what I'm like. I'm like, there! All right, enjoy the show. Goodbye. These other shows are shitting in their pants. They're like, did you hear Todd Glass is going to curse less? Oh, shut the F up. Shut the front door. Aristotle. Jake Adams is back next week. Jake Adams, the return of Jake Adams and Graham Elwood. It is going to be fun. The podcast festival. Same thing as last year, by the way. That podcast festival is going to be ridiculous. The 20th of September in Los Angeles. And it's the same as last year. We're the last show of the night on Sunday. After our show, they clear the room. They set it up for an unbelievable party. And Eddie Pepitone's my guest at the podcast festival. Joe is going to be there. Joe McKenzie. It's going to be awesome. Eddie Pepitone. But anyway, next week, the return of Jake Adams. And then and Graham Elwood is going to be on the show. All right, you're great. Goodbye. I love you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
So, hey, if I'm having fun, someone told me, I should say, it should be the name of a movie. Somebody told me this in San Antonio. If you're having fun, we're having fun. Whenever I'm giggling like this and I think, oh, I hope this to the audience.
Comes over to the other side of
they
the
go, we're having a good time.
Thing.
Right now there's a guy going, it's not happening in Cleveland. I'm on my treadmill. I'm ready to punch all of you guys. What? So anyway, there's stuff on my mouth. So that's that. That's over.
Right.
And we did that, and I'm glad. Oh, the burlap. So there's somebody moving upstairs that I don't know. The people that live up there.
You have to have it too.
The people that live up there. They're changing, so I'm putting burlap because sometimes when they're sitting out at the deck, it's uncomfortable for them, like to make unnecessary eye contact if I'm coming out of the garage. So now that they're up there, now yes, if they walk to the edge and they look over, I don't care. But 90% of it is you're walking outside the washer and dryers out there. It's in a cover. Don't worry, it's not sticking out. And
And then, or they walk out to sit at the table or eat dinner.
Yeah.
It's like 6 feet away from the railing.
Yeah.
I don't. So I say, can you put burlap up there and staple gun it? Because while I'm away, the new people are moving in.
Because I'm the owner and you're the poor person.
No, they still. What, did they can't glance down at me? What,
it's a duplex.
Is that an honor? Maybe you're right.
I have a duplex. We're duplex buddies.
Thank you. Listen, bring the music down. God damn it.
Well, so burlap is to put between them and
no,
you.
No, there's already a wooden railing. It's not like I'm just draping burlap. There's already a half of a wooden rail with X's in it.
Right.
So it's just filling in. There's not big. It just fills in now.
Burlap's kind of, it's two-sided, right? It has two different sides?
Both the same, by the way.
Are they?
So don't try any shit.
No.
Oh, what's one side going to look like? You're going to put the nicer side out? You know when you... on the side! On when you build a home and you're putting in a fence in, if it's stockade, you're supposed to put the nice side out.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And I think you should.
Well, what about when it's... Yeah, that's a nice, gracious thing to do to your neighbors, for sure. But you're building it. It's your fence.
I know. It seems like...
You're paying
for
it.
Can I tell you why? I don't think it's... I think... This sounds really weird. I think what they say the ugly side inside really isn't ugly, but outside I think it is. There's something about you seeing all four walls that you're seeing the juxtaposition. But
this is this is a duplex owner conversation you guys might not understand. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Guys, we don't mean to talk down to you, but this is duplex. No, this is not duplex. This is yard. This is even past. I don't have a yard where I could put up. Anyway, this story's over. I'm sorry that I bored everybody with it.
No,
it's not right. No, I feel bad.
I should have let it.
No, I should have. I feel like it is my fault. Let me just say, like, can I take responsibility? It's my fault.
With all due respect, it would mean the world to me if you would let me take the blame.
Listen, you got to listen. And thank God I have my safe word, potato salad. There you go. So now everybody is, I would mean the world times over.
Yeah.
10 times over the world. Now, that's 10 times.
Yeah.
You already said the world. I would imagine that you said what you felt.
What's bigger than the world?
10 times over the world.
Okay.
10 times over the world, if you would let me. I felt like it's my show. You've been very nice when I'm being silly and stuff, and I get lost, and you're always patient, and you're always...
I think world is the end of it. I think there's nothing above world. It would mean the world to me, and you can't go more. I've never heard it 10 times more than the world.
Well, I heard about it, and honestly, there's a lawyer on the phone that listens to our show. Well, we used to have a lawyer. Well, he's on the phone. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
What's the deal with... is this Jerry?
Yeah, of course. Oh. I saw you call. I just went right past the reception.
I hate that all my bits use Jerry. Let me use a better name.
All right.
What's the lawyer's name? Frank Caliendo. No, he's a comedian. Frank Hereri.
Hey, it's Frank here. Frank.
Hey, Frank, listen, I got a question for you.
What's my last name again?
Hereri.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is Frank Kelly into the
Frank, is Frank Kelly into doing John Madden? Or Bill Cosby?
In all fairness, my lawyer...
Frank Kelly into here. Is this Todd Glass? I'm doing John Madden right now. What do you need? What can I do for you?
Hey, Todd. Hold on. Hey, Todd.
Right, so listen, just so you know, we all know the bit. Like, okay. So you're my lawyer. By the way,
Todd, what you gotta do?
Who are you now?
I'm John Gruden. It's Frank.
Okay, Frank. Frank Mahereri, my lawyer.
Frank Hereri.
Hey, my friend, we had a situation. I'm trying to take responsibility for a dull moment in the show, I thought he was going to be there for me. You went the other way. I love it.
I want to do it.
No,
what does it mean to you?
It would mean the world to me if you would agree with me.
That's it. That's the biggest.
So could you help me out and tell me that I'm right and let me pay the bill? And I'm going to get him in the room right now. He's in the other room. And just tell him, Lee, just throw around some legal jumbo bumbo. And just tell him that he should let me take responsibility. Would you do that for me? It would mean the world to me.
You bet.
You're a good friend and you're a good lawyer. Just, you know you are. It doesn't hurt to tell. You know, white
clarity.
Lies. What?
A little clarity. Is in the conversation between blame, did he say it would mean the world to him?
He... okay, just listen to what I'm saying. He... there's a but at the end of it, so I don't want you to get caught up on the words that he did say it, but then I said the world 10 times over.
10 times over.
So I'm right legally.
I've never heard of that.
Well, you
hang on, I'll
look it up.
Check the book. Hang on here.
It would really
hang on
mean
a
the
second.
World to me. If the big could go my way.
Subparagraph C, chapter 3.
So many.
74.
Please, in the bit. I know.
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Look.
Hang
please.
On.
Don't
just.
Wait. Don't be.
No.
Don't be.
No.
Please. No, you heard. Oh, you did hear of it?
Hang on a second.
Oh, great.
Hang on.
You did hear of it?
Hang on.
Hey, my lawyer's here on the phone right now, and he's saying that. Explain why I should take responsibility for the bit. My lawyer, Frank Herrera, is on the phone.
Don't put me in this position, Todd.
All right, don't.
All right, hang on a second here.
Soul searching. Should I do it for? Come on. Why would it hurt you to take the bit that direction? You just get him. I'm gonna get. Who's? By the way, you have to play both parts here, right? I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I have to play both parts.
So I'm gonna. You know, bring you in the room, and you're gonna legally tell him. By the way, what you're doing is fine too. I don't want you to really think. But
I'm gonna
look at me.
Okay. I'm okay.
It would mean the world to me.
Okay.
If you if in the bit you just had it go like. And then we'll do it another way, too. You can do it any way you want.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, I mean.
So listen, I got my lawyer on the phone. Okay, you did look it up and explain to him. No, seriously, explain to Lachlan why that legally he has to let me take the blame there, Frank.
What's his name?
Lachlan.
Okay.
He's there.
It says here, you said that it means the world to you?
And then I said 10 times...
I said it means it would mean the world to me, and that's the biggest, right?
All right, but all fairness, Frank, I did say 10 times over, and I don't know if that... I think that means something.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. It seems to mean that it...
I just want to know the truth.
It's 10...
I just want to know the truth. That's all I want. I mean, I don't care.
Both need to know the truth.
I'm above being right.
This guy really pushes it.
I'm above being right. I could give a fuck about being right, but tell him, is it technically, doesn't he have to let me explain it to him?
A lawyer should never lie.
Frank, look at me. Not in this character. You said you were going to take it that way. Now you're fighting me all the way. Just make him.
All right.
Make you know you could do it. Just say, in the code F7143. Come on. Please.
All right, here you...
please.
Lachlan?
I have...
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so tell him why that I should legally take responsibility. And I can't believe we're still arguing about this. Tell him, Frank, tell him why I should take responsibility and because it's my studio and some of that stuff you were saying that legally makes I should be able to take the hit for that low moment. Explain to him, Frank, with the clarity. You were practically yelling at me before how right I am.
I don't remember.
I remember it. I remember it. Trust me. I got a memory like a steel trap, and you know it.
You're really pushing me here, Todd.
Fucking do it. Come on. I'll tell your wife.
All right, Lachlan.
No. Let me call her right now on the phone. Tell your wife what happened when we were in the Bermuda Islands. I can't
all right.
Think of a good city. Room service. Do I need I say more? Oh, my lawyer's on the phone. Frank. And he's going to tell you, Lachlan, why you're wrong and you should let me take responsibility. Frank, tell him why I should take responsibility,
it's
Frank.
Still ringing.
No, the phone's got trouble. Frank, come on, Lachlan. Just do it. I want to test your improv ability. Come on.
All right.
I'll love if you did
hello?
It.
Hello?
If hey. I said... Hello. Oh, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, explain to Lachlan why I should be able to legally take responsibility. You said it had something to do with the city ordinance because it's my building. Do it. Come on, do it.
City ordinance code 54-3. Lachlan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Lachlan, he's just reading out of the law book, I guess.
Yeah, I got here. It says 10 times the what was it again?
Come on. You're doing this bit half-assed and it's starting to piss me off. Come on. Make it seem real.
All right.
I want to edit the other stuff out. I just want people to... can I be honest? Okay, let me just turn off the bits. Turn off the bells and the whistles. Seriously, I'm not fucking around. No more bells, no more whistles, and I'm not shitting around.
Okay.
Just let's have a serious talk. I just want to have a serious talk with me and you. It would really mean a lot to me.
A lot?
Well, just you know, like, hey, city code, maybe pretend you're being hired in a movie.
Okay.
And they need you to do it a certain way, and yeah. the director comes over.
I suck at this.
Oh, by the way, you don't suck at it at all.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I realized I'm putting you in an awkward situation. You know what? I apologize. This is my fault.
No,
out of an awkward situation has created another awkward situation, and I want to take responsibility for both of them. You follow? I know what I'm saying.
No, don't.
I'm making sense.
You're doing great.
We were trying to get
you. It's my fault.
It's not your fault. The first time wasn't your fault, and this time isn't your fault. I'm begging you, and I know our listeners are starting to get pissed off. I get it. But this makes sense. We did so. There was a lull in the conversation.
Because of me.
And no, stop it. And then to get out of I wanted you in the bit to be the lawyer that calls up and says,
there was a couple
legally,
of,
you have to do it.
I was doing two characters.
And then that bit was ridiculous.
I was very
and
hard to do, but it wasn't I sucked
hard,
at it.
It was hard to do, and you didn't suck at it. I was doing an dumb bit to get it out of another dumb bit, and I want to apologize for both. And just let's end it right here.
I have to apologize.
No, I'm sorry. And we need to do, I think he's right.
Who's this for?
Oh, for us. We applaud for ourselves.
Man, good.
You shouldn't get... Lockjaw. Patterson. Lockjaw.
Lynn Patterson. Lockjaw. Lynn Patterson. Lockjaw.
Caller, go ahead. You're on the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, is that Lachlan Patterson there?
Hey, man.
I fucking love your work.
Oh, thanks, buddy. What kind of accent is that?
Excuse me?
Your accent is... you have a very...
No, I burnt my throat.
Sorry.
On a hot pocket that Jim Gaffigan gave me after one of his shows.
He eats those?
He sells them, and he gave me one. And I ate it 10 years ago and burnt my throat. So, Jim Gaffigan gives me $10,000 a week to help me out.
That's why he works so hard.
I've got a burnt throat. It's not funny. I called in because I don't like this bit.
It's a mean.
Burnt throat would be the worst.
Let me take control.
All right.
Because I feel like I'm not doing a good job.
You're doing a great job.
Take a deep breath.
Show, you know what? Show means a lot to you.
I have something, a treat for you.
Okay.
All right, we make a joke, I get it. It's funny. Chris Hardwick wants me to play this. I'm getting so pissed off. Who the fuck wants... He goes, in the middle of an interview, stop it. Let it breathe, and he circles it. Asshole. No one is enjoying this. Nobody. Nobody. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to shut the fuck up, Chris, but this is not the fucking show I signed up for. I'll let it breathe. There is not one baboon liking this. I'm sorry, and I'll shut up now. I'll shut the fuck up.
Actually, I'm really enjoying it.
Starting to marinate.
Can I tell you the truth?
I've always liked this song.
Should we put it in the house and just have some fun? Trumpet? Can we get a little drums? Do you know how to talk? Can you tell what I'm saying? Be honest.
It's more of a...
Oh, shit, you're good. Wow.
Thank you.
Try to tell me something talking like that. See if I can figure it out. Are you really trying?
I'll, you know, trying to think of something that I'm saying?
Yeah, just try to
like actually say something?
Yeah, okay. Very short. Okay.
All right.
I'm saying, I'll just tell you what I'm saying. Okay. Where were you last night?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay. Where were you last night? Nowhere. Does anybody know? Does anyone know? Where were you last night? Where? Are you really trying?
I'm thinking.
Well, I don't.
I'm trying to think of where I was.
You're going, so you've never answered yet?
No.
And I was guessing places. I look like a moron.
I was
it's like
thinking.
If you said, okay, so let you think a little. Where were you? How about, what time is it?
Grand Ark.
I said groundworks.
At the club.
Stop it already with the music.
All right.
It's fucking killing me. That's my favorite thing to do. All right, listen what I'd like to do. Wow. I'm having a really good time.
At the club. At the club.
Have you guys seen The Three Amigos?
Aristotle's here tonight.
That reminds me of the part where
it's gonna be alright.
Hey, what?
You too.
Aristotle's here tonight. That's right. That's why everything's gonna be alright. Ugh. I like it. All right, listen, I got a show to do. I can't do this shit.
Did we get through the whole list?
Oh, yeah.
We did? We're on to, now from the list we go to yellow squares.
The squares are just different things. Like, for instance, but I don't always go to all of them. Like, you know, maybe I like to do, you know what?
I only have one square.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And so it makes the show look produced. I'm not taking a break. It's all tricks and whistles.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back with the Todd Glass Show. When we get back, we'll talk to Lachlan about his trip to Asia. He'll also tell us how to make bran muffins with cinnamon toast. By the way, we're not going anywhere. It's a trick.
I don't know how to do. I've never been to China, and I've never made that.
Have you ever had cinnamon toast?
I had cinnamon toast,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, I thought of something the other day, and it might be like a no-shit thing. If you bring a McFlurry home, or no, you know, buy ice cream, and put it, buy ice cream, it would be too thin a McFlurry, and go make cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
It's going to be, put a little extra butter and same amount of brown sugar, extra brown sugar.
Okay.
Extra brown sugar, extra butter on cinnamon toast, and then put some vanilla ice cream on it, some like ice cream that's been out for like 2 minutes where it turns into like, it's still really cold, but it's spreadable.
Okay.
On the toast and put a piece on top. That's going to be sick fucking good.
That's going to be so messy, though.
No, what do you mean messy? You make it on a plate.
But wouldn't you put it in your mouth?
I'd
and it's
eat
be
over
cold
the
cold and hot and crispy. And
yeah, you never had cold and hot and crispy things. I guess you never heard of us. Well, I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I do what I fucking want. I'm not scared. I run an interview hard. I do it right, and I don't take shit from anybody. I'll tell you that. Well, you know, sometimes. But I do what I fucking want. You should do what I fucking want. I do what I fucking want. Whoa, oh, come on, really? I Family Guy stuff. I try to stretch it out. How's your braces? See, I do a real interview. I'm not a fucking idiot. People are so shitting in their pants. So anyway, I get to all the post-its. When are you doing your hour special, and where are you doing it?
September 10th at 2 Rose Avenue in Venice. It's actually a bar space, and... I'm calling it Live from Venice Beach, and it's gonna be sort of about what's kind of going on in my life, but also what's kind of going on in Venice.
You know what I love about what we talked about last night, and I'm glad that Keith Blomberg and Steve Fine Arts are a part of it because did I say your name right?
You said it.
Yeah.
Said
Blomberg.
I said it in case I said it wrong. I did it with a funny voice, and it makes it look like I'm doing it on purpose. So anyway, you're producing it, and Steve Fine Arts is, I don't know what he's, I think he's doing craft services. As a matter of fact, I'm positive. No, he brags about it.
I'm trying to lock him in for the radio.
Yeah, they're trying to lock Steve Finots in. I'm glad that they're a part of, and I'm being totally serious.
Yeah, you said this last night.
That, look, specials, like everything else, not only does the material change over the years, it doesn't mean old material's bad, just styles change and you slowly go with it. It's not like you wake up one day and you change your style. Just if you're doing comedy all the time, you sort of, it happens. Like people that are in fashion or people that build homes. It's not like, it's just in you, and if you let new things get into your fiber, you'll constantly be creative, or you can be a builder or a designer that builds shit that no one wears anymore, and then eventually you can go out of business.
Okay.
Same things happen with comedians. So, you know, I like that you are part of a special that I would have never even thought about it. It seems like, but like, where the, hey, look, the material, I'm going to say this right, the material has to be good at the end of the day. If that fucking material, okay,
that's the most important thing,
of course, that's a given. Okay, does not mean that after you can put some really cool layers.
Yeah,
if the material's there, obviously, no shit, but if the material's there, and I love the layers, like I love that Steve Fine Arts is doing it, and I love that Keith is a part of it, because I like what they did with Eddie Pepitone. It's a part of specials that have, look, they have texture, they're gritty, they're art.
Yeah.
And then you're building your stage.
Yeah, I'm going to build a stage, and
I fucking love that.
And I'm doing the cold intro. I've written a cold intro, and
which I'm going to do a little part in.
Yeah, you're going to be in it, dude. And I'm so thankful. I wanted to. I'm not a great actor, and so I created these different parts at the beginning where I'm running late for the show, and I run into these different characters in Venice, and I just chose the people that I think would make it just like this, where I'm just kind of standing there, and they're just doing all the work.
I play a shrub. You know, people pay me because we figured it out. There's a guy that really does this down in Venice.
The tree man.
Well, here's the
tree
man. We figured out.
I personally know tree man.
Don't brag.
He's been in my car. I've been to his tree house.
You know tree man?
Yeah, I definitely know tree man.
You know tree man?
I know tree man.
Bum, bum, bum.
God's telling you it's a thing.
I wish I had my own sound effects.
I got this job for a second. He's back.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today. Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today.
Damn right I am.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today.
My favorite thing ever.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today.
It's awesome.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today.
Fucking bet we play the trumpet right. Good job, asshole. I'm like, you have to throw us. Tim, by the way, to George Carlin. That's, wow. That's great. I'm thinking about hiring a few people to play in a three-piece at my house all the time, 24 hours a day. I have a little money put aside, and I can't think of anything better to do with it than spend my nest egg on. I could afford to have four musicians 24 hours a day. We'd have three sets. I could do it 24 hours a day for a month and a half.
But when you're not there, are they still playing?
Sure they are. I want their fucking money's worth. And if I found out they weren't, I'd hit it in cameras. I'd throw cymbals at their faces. Well, that's the only way people can learn to be talented. You have to throw instruments at their head. I saw the movie Whiplash, who JJ is in that movie because he thinks it's right to throw. He told me personally, JJ said, you should throw he said tangerine. I'm getting a note from my producer. Jesus Christ. So let's say hello to you and let's start the show.
Okay.
No, that's not a show. That's a pre-show. Other shows call it a show. I think that's bullshit.
That's just like a stretch.
That's like a hello, cold opening, boom. You come in with a nice intro, you know. You just open up big, you know. I know how to open up a show, you know. It's like watching. I know what to do, you know. Come in right. You make people feel welcome. You play it through the house. And this is how you start a show.
Freddie Mercury.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Oh,
Dinero.
Dinero. Dinero.
Dinero. Dinero. Dinero.
You had to close your eyes to do it.
Yeah. You got to relax. Do you want to relax? Do you want to hear something crazy relaxing? And then we'll take you down all the way, and then we'll come back. We'll be so silly, you'll vomit all over yourself. And I've seen it. I've seen it. I had a Pepitone left here one night with vomit all over his pants. To be honest, it didn't have any.
Was he sitting?
He was sitting in front of Nick, who had been throwing up. Oh, wait, it was you throwing up on him. That's not funny. Is that the comedy I do? My whole show sucks. Close it down right now. Put the ending jingle on. We're fucking out of here. All right, listen.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
We're just...
Wow. We're going in for the close. This
really?
Is a double.
Okay.
Well, close like 30 minutes, 35, 40 tops.
That's when you get your light?
Well, can I tell you what happens for me? And Daniel Kino said this best once, but I do agree he's right. For me to stop, it takes 40 minutes.
Wow.
I can't just... To go home now would... It would be, there's still too many things I want to do.
What would you do?
If I had only 5 minutes left?
No, if you had...
On the podcast right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, since I don't have to think about it, I guess I would want to do this. Would I do this? I don't know.
What is that?
This is a true story.
A little man walked up and down and found an eating place in town.
You follow?
I'm listening.
He looked at me.
It's a true story?
Is the guy and the waiter is a bastard. I'll tell you that right now.
You don't
let
like
him breathe. Wait, what do you want? He said, one meatball.
One meatball.
That's all the guy wanted. The customer.
Right.
He could afford but one meatball.
I hope you hope the people that work there be nice.
Don't be so judgmental.
Near at hand, the simple dinner he had planned. The folks were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call.
One meatball.
That's his voice?
One meatball.
He burnt his throat.
Hey, this here gent wants one meatball.
This is bullshit. I got a business to run.
The little man, he felt ill at ease and said some bread.
So I don't want to do
little,
that.
He said.
Oh, did you want to hear the rest?
No, I'm good.
Wait.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Take advantage of it.
But.
Lachlan Patterson. Ha ha. Lachlan Patterson. Ha ha. Lachlan Patterson. Yeah, yeah. Lachlan Patterson. Ho ho. Lachlan Patterson, la ha, Lachlan Patterson, hey hey, Lachlan Patterson, boom boom, boom 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 boom. Because I'm a professional interviewer, I want to go back to talking about your special.
Oh, so I thought we were going to talk about my braces for a second. I'm
no,
sorry.
Well, I'm going to wrap that up. I tell you why I connected.
All right,
where'd you get your braces? Let's go to that first. Well, I let you lead the interview because I'm professional. That's why other shows are shitting all over their pants. Between people shitting because they're laughing or shitting because they're nervous, all I know is there's a podcasting community with diarrhea all over themselves. And quite frankly, I feel bad. I really do. It's embarrassing when I walk down the street. I see them. Oh, Todd has... look, you. I don't care right. If your producer sits at the table. But just we have a show. Our producer's in another room. That's why he comes over the PA. If I talk to, like, for instance, Aristotle, what are you doing right now?
Yep. Just sitting in this other room.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because the PA is off.
Is he?
Oh, where are you, Aristotle?
I'm in the other room.
There you go. Sure.
The room guy.
Look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week like a true professional.
Aristotle, a true professional. I don't like the language, but you know what Chris told us? And I'm being honest. Yeah. Potato salad, that's our safe word.
Yeah.
Chris Hardis said, play jingles, and he goes, play that pussy jingle 5 times a night. I'm like, I barely want to play it once. I thought it was funny. Now I'm wondering if it's distasteful. He goes, that's people like it.
Okay.
Oh, by the way,
some people like that.
They like vulgar. She goes, play your dirty songs. That's all. No one wants to hear about your guest special.
Okay.
That's not
but I do.
True. What they didn't say that.
That's what
they?
Chris Hardwick says.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Potato salad. Well, not really. Potato salad's not our safe word.
And is potato salad your safe
word? No, that's just that we can say it because then it's fun to go potato salad when you're blatantly lying. Or swear to God. You can use it's comedically fun. You know why? Because I can go. Like, I'll tell you the first time I saw a comedian use it as its best, that we got rid of swear to God. Because even if you don't believe in God, it's still in our culture.
Right.
If somebody says they swear to God, they're saying sure. their word too. You hope they wouldn't, yeah. you know. So Blake Wexler called me. He goes, Todd, I was in Philadelphia, and I was at your mom's. I went by your mom's house.
Yeah.
Because her, and Todd, I swear to God, this is true. Swear to God. He goes, and she called me because she had her free pussy banner fell off the roof of your house. He left that on my message machine.
What?
And I was like, oh, fuck, that's the funniest fucking thing in the world. He goes, well, it gets worse. He goes, I went back to I did it for her, but she gave me a check for $5, and it bounced. And I feel funny even talking. But for him to say swear to God when we know that word doesn't exist.
Right.
But still to sell it. Todd, I swear to God.
Yeah, it still means serious. It still means serious enough that you let your guard down.
I love. Well, it may, yeah,
makes you vulnerable.
It makes you think like it's still, even though you know deep down, obviously a joke's coming. Yeah. It still sells.
Oh, you knew it was coming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's still funny.
But I still loved it. I still loved that we got to say swear to God, and right. you feel like you're bad. You know, well, I am bad. I'm like somebody else is bad. What do I got to think of things? No, people have their own imagination. They don't need me to ram it down their throat, you know, the comedy. People have their own comedy. So, listen, this is a – I think you're going to steal this because you seem the type that would like to relax. I mean, for your own personal life, you can go download this.
Steal but, this?
Yeah, well, for yourself.
Steal what?
Play this play this relaxing video here. Now, there's curses in it. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. And yeah. at first, I giggled when I heard the curses.
Okay.
But then I thought, they work. I think for the first time, we're going to try to let this breathe. All right, then we're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back in, and we're going to bring it home.
Okay.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I just wanted to chill.
What are you building your wood out of, your special? What are you building the stairs out of, the stage out of?
I'm going to frame it with wood that I found around my house, but I think I'm going to go buy 2 sheets of plywood just because I don't want to fall through it because it's a little thin. People usually don't dump 5/8 and 1-inch plywood. They usually dump the 1/2-inch
right.
stuff.
And because you're using it, like if it was outside and it creaked a teeny bit, that's part
yeah.
of the charm. But you're just trying. I get it. Look, you're reinforcing something. They have beautiful artwork at museums in glass cases. That's not what it becomes. It's just reinforcing it or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing it to a museum.
I'm still building it myself.
Did you think afterwards, is there anywhere you could put it? Like outside,
you know, I because I'm such a wood hound.
You're gonna break it down.
Yeah, I'll probably cut it down, keep the panels, and
do me a favor, do it right after the show, like so people can go, that guy's a real. Look at him breaking down his own stage. It's the hardest working guy in show business.
Be right out, guys.
I'm breaking down my stage. Have a pair of work gloves. Matter of fact, when you say goodnight, you go right over to the table, put your white gloves on. Folks, I'd hang around, but I got to rip up my stage. I built it myself. So when I first heard the curse words in this mantra of relax video,
yeah.
we sort of giggled. But then we went, no, use them. It's like we were talking about to give people going through sobriety motivation. Sometimes, look, you know, cursing is like it does the job sometimes. So
real quick, where can people find this? Because we've been getting tweets.
Oh, I don't know what it's what – I don't – we'll find – well, we – whose job is it to find out? Because I don't want to tell people we will and then I won't. So I'm going to make it our stuff.
That's money. That was a money drop.
Yeah. It would normally be Jake.
It would normally be Jake. So why can't Jake do it from wherever he's at? What, he's so busy?
Have appetizers at Earl's Restaurant in North Vancouver. I used to work there.
Did you really, Earl's? Go to Earl's.
Yeah.
Go to Earl's, and I'm going to make an executive decision. Tell him Todd Glass sent you from the Todd Glass Show. and they'll give you, well, I can't say anything.
Maybe they'll take care of your whole bill.
How about this? Say, I'm not sure. Please don't mess with this. To George Carlin, I don't want you to harass a great restaurant. But maybe if you follow what I say, go to Earl's and say, Todd Glass in this podcast said that they should go to Earl's because this guy, Lachlan used to work there.
Yeah.
So if you go and you say what I just said, or you listen to it on a podcast, they said go in, then if you ask nicely, they might give you one free dessert. And maybe if you go in, tell us. If they say no, you respect it and you just laugh and you walk. But
no, you say it would mean the world to me. But then if they say no, you...
Earl's. It'll mean the world.
Earl's. I was at Earl's.
I don't remember. Hey, do you mind doing me a favor?
I was at Earl's.
Can you... say it would mean the world to me. I'm going to edit that out, and we're going to edit. I think I can make it. Like, I have a better song. Is that bad to ask you? I'm sorry.
Do whatever you want.
You know I'm kidding, right?
What do we?
See, remember I said I'll tell you. I can tell when someone thinks it, because then you have to tell them it's a bit, because then they don't think you're delusional. Because it would be sad if I was like, hey, could we re-edit the song? And you know, but now I'll go back to the bit.
I feel like an idiot for not knowing you were kidding.
You know what? Brandon Wardell had something like that. He said something, and he was like, oh, can't believe I didn't get the joke. I said, don't worry about it. Not everybody can keep up. So holy kingdom of, like I'm...
So someone was supposed to write down, relax, where they can get that link.
Oh, yeah, right. So who's going to take risk? Thank you. Jesus
Look at
Christ.
Me, dude.
No, you're fucking professional.
I think it'll be Jake.
Well, he's on vacation. How about Aristotle?
Jake, if you're listening to this, it'll mean the world to the listeners.
It would really mean the world to us.
Earl's Tin Palace.
So we want to find out who did the relaxation video. Where do they get it?
Hey, do you want your own?
And that's what we'll find out.
Hang on, let me...
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here, fully, in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now, in this place, with your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get under your skin. They can't even. Take in a deep breath. Now breathe out. Just feel the fucking nonsense float away.
Yeah.
Take full, deep breaths.
All the deep breaths.
Strength.
Breathe in strength.
Breathe out bullshit.
Bullshit. Everything on the other side. Close your eyes and put your head back down, goddammit. I tell you, I order you right now, every fucking one of you. Fucking bullshit. You're going to relax. I demand it. Sorry to put it in a court order, but it's part of the show. It's part of the show. If you don't do it, you're ruining my show. So do it. Let the bullshit out. Let it out. It's not. You don't just do it. Oh, I'll fool Todd. I'll take a deep breath. Do it. When you breathe out, you let bullshit out. Now let's do it. And you're going to do it and go, he was fucking right. Take a healthy breath in. And when you let it out, not a joke, let out bullshit. It's not a joke. You literally do it. Here we go. Push it out. Fuck that shit. You know what? That's unprofessional. You know, when I'm in the middle, I almost tried to sing along and had a bit I'd have to edit out. That would have been the editing. Okay, listen. So here we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Another one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then we're going to... Wow, we did a double. We're going to do like... We're good. Yeah, we're going for the close. We did a double.
Okay.
Wow. Are you proud to be a part of a double?
My first double. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, I don't have doubles. Do you have a lot of doubles?
I mean, I've done it maybe 3 times. It's still cool.
Okay. This is your fourth double?
I don't know, maybe 2. That's what you do.
Come on. You've had lots of doubles.
No. On the show in 3 years, maybe we've done 15.
15 doubles?
Well, that's a big deal. We've done a lot of shows. 15 doubles.
Okay.
I mean, it's special that you're part of it.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm honored. What if you don't want that person to be doubled up?
Well, I always pick somebody that I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do a double with.
Really?
Well, yeah, because you can't have somebody, like if it was somebody that I figured hanging out with you last night, I was like, hey, this guy will fucking do a double, no problem. That's how I talked behind your back last night. I would go, I'd be like, this guy's a fucking double waiting to happen. He's funny. He's got different levels. He'll be silly. He'll be serious. It's a fucking double.
Sound like an old fashioned producer.
This guy is a double waiting to happen. Matter of fact, you could get a triple out of this pile of shit.
No, you couldn't.
Sure.
Have you ever done a triple?
No.
All right.
I could. Matter of fact, you know what I think I'd like to do is come in on a Saturday when no one. Well, we don't work any day next day. I don't know why I'm making it a Saturday, but I still adhere to the normal work life. Saturday feels better, even though I have nothing to do Thursday either.
I still call it the weekend.
Thank you. Hey, there's a weekend somewhere.
Somebody's having it.
Why be in a good mood? There's someone getting in a bad mood somewhere. That's a negative person. Someone's in a bad mood somewhere. I'll be in it with them. Not well, sure. I don't know why. Change the sheets and don't put dirty comforters on a clean bed at a hotel. How about these beds that put the blanket in the duvet at least so it's sealed shut, and then they put a dirty pillow on the end? I don't want anything that hasn't been washed on my bed. What don't you fucking get about it? It's not a joke. You guys think everything's a joke, but the truth is it's not.
What about that blanket at the end of the bed? It's like a foot wide.
It's dirty.
What's
I don't
it doing
get it.
There?
Can I tell you something? You're thinking like I'm thinking.
That little thing?
It's that. By the way,
they know where that's going. It's going in the corner by the heater.
I put it. You know what I do? I fold it. I hate folding it. I put 2 plastic trash bags on my hands. I made that up. But I take it with my fingers and I tip and I put it somewhere in the closet. If it's a shitty hotel, I get it. But even at some nice hotels, well, sure, you make a joke, but I gotta talk. I don't mind. But I am being totally serious to George Carlin. I know I've talked about it before, but every single time,
here we go,
Lachlan, that I talk about it, I get re-excited because especially you seem to agree. The thing on the end, here's the silly rendition I put of that. Okay, they put the blanket, like I just said, they zip it in.
Yeah.
And they have clean pillows. They put maybe 1 pillow. Doubletree, not the fanciest hotel in the world, but even the pillow that they put on the bed is zipped in. So that gets washed.
Okay.
So when they do all that right, all the pillows are right, and then they have that thing at the end, like you're saying, it's worse because you're like, what don't you get? Oh, so you want nothing that might have had someone shit on it. No, is that what you're... Yes! Why do you act like I'm crazy? What that's thought about. Hotels think about that, and what they're basically saying is either they got overlooked or they went... We're putting just 1 thing on the bed now. So I just want to get it straight. They're talking to the other GMs or the big high-up people because when they redesign stores, redesign hotels, this gets talked about by corporate people.
Yeah.
Doubletree decided nothing on the bed that isn't sealed. We know we have to...
People who have never been in hotels for a living are making the decisions, for sure.
Well, not at the good hotels. I really do give Doubletree a lot of credit. Nothing on the bed. Even though they're not saying it, here's what they are saying. If it's not zipped in, people know we have to reuse blankets. But if it's not zipped in, something that has been Cloroxed and clean, it doesn't fucking touch our bed. But yet higher up hotels go, no, listen, how about, okay, clean blanket, zipped in. There's no way it can wiggle out of there. Not 2 sheets. They agree on that.
Yeah.
All pillows clean. The decorative pillow, if we have it, we're going to put that in a zip thing clean. And here's the other hotels. And then just maybe 1 thing with shit on at the end of the bed. No, nothing. And then someone argues that. No, I think it's good.
Let's put some shit on it.
Everyone doesn't think that there's shit on it. Half the people do. Yeah, but half the people don't think about it. And that's true.
Little shit. Just put a little shit.
Just a little thing at the end.
Just a little bit of shit.
That's not washed.
That's not a lot of shit.
It's not a lot of shit. We wipe it.
It's a little shit.
I know, but why not nothing? How about every single thing on the bed that's got Clorox? It's Cloroxed and it's white and it's clean. What about just like that? And don't put the...
Come on, put a little shit on there.
Look, Jerry, we can sit. I love making him enjoy. We could sit around. We're two very high up people here at this hotel, and we can make a decision. I'm telling you, the DoubleTree has ads where it's basically they put clean Post-its that everything on this bed has been cleaned. Everything. But I just zippers, think it's better not to put one thing with that could been sit on and have shit on it. I just think it should be nothing.
Not even one. Not even.
I mean, I wouldn't. If you were going to a hotel and you had your choice, wouldn't you go? Doesn't it sound silly that we're debating it?
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that you even take that thing and put it in the closet.
What do you do with it?
I'm like everyone else in the world besides you.
What do you do?
You take it and you hope and you put it behind and you just shove it behind the chair and say fuck them. They can deal with it when I leave.
No, now I'm confused because you were the guy defending leaving it on there. That's what I do. I throw it.
I was doing the guy in the hotel who designed it. You also.
Oh, he knows that. He goes put it on there.
Come
and throw
on,
it out.
Put a little shit on there.
Yeah, why not? People don't want it on while they're there, but they want to know it was sitting there before they got there.
So, what is that?
That thing at the end, the sham?
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm going to be honest. If I go into a hotel like the Four Seasons or something, and there is one of those at the end, but you know it's been cleaned, it does. By the way.
Let me ask you this. When you get cold, do you reach all the way down and pull that thing up to the top?
No, I never do, but I do sit there sometimes in the middle of the night. I just don't want to. By the way, to George Carlin, do you think it should be on there? To George Carlin?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, of course.
Get that shit.
Get it off.
Throw it out the window.
No one wants that on there. But anyway, some hotels, they either don't care or they think, no, people don't care.
But
what you just said is you take the thing and you I thought you were going to say I pull it up to my face. And
yeah.
That's what everybody does.
It's getting a little cold. Pull up the 1 foot scarf.
So here's what I wanted to talk about. Upstairs, excuse me.
Okay.
Andrea, in her master bedroom, they have a lot of pillows. Now, I'm not trying to act like, look, I like a cool bed that looks nice. I'm not opposed. Like I said, at the Four Seasons, I love when you come back and it just looks nice. And by the way, don't tuck it in, but I've talked about that before. And at my own home, I only have four regular pillows. Once in a while, one pillow in the front that can still be used. It was on the sofa. But one I get.
Yeah.
If someone makes their bed at home, hey, by the way, everyone should do whatever they want. But if there's two people arguing over it, I'd say the four pillows you sleep with and maybe one in front, okay. It looks cool. You throw it on there.
But it looks cool?
After that, yeah, I think it looks nice. Okay. I get it, you know. But after that, it's like, again, I don't want to sound like, you know, passing the line of when I do argue about something, it's worth it. If someone want pillows all the way down to the end of their bed, if two people agree on it, that's the fucking exactly the way they should have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even three or four, every night, it's like exhausting. I watch them pull all that shit, and it's always... Like, so have four pillows. That's all you need. Stop with the fucking all the pillows.
Making the bed. here's the deal.
What do you have at your house, and your girlfriend?
Me and my girlfriend, here's what we do. One of us makes coffee. One of us makes the bed.
Great.
It shouldn't take you more than the time to brew a cup of coffee to make your bed.
Yeah. So what do you have on your bed? Tell me.
That's a good question.
I don't
Thank
believe
you.
In fitted sheets either. But go ahead. Not fitted. I don't believe in the flat sheets. Yeah, come on.
I can't fold the fitted one. Is it the fitted one with the elastic?
Yeah. It's possible.
I know how to after many years.
I learned how and I still can't do it.
You have to really think about when you start folding, you have to start folding in very early. So by the time you don't end up with like a scrunch of thing that re-unscrunches when it gets into the closet because you've folded.
Just throw it in the closet.
I mean, just throw it behind the chair.
I know how to do it now. I figured it out. I figured it through.
You pull it through. I know what you do. My girlfriend's Filipino, so they just know how they
it's like
they were
origami.
Born. They just learned when they were born, like walking. They learned how to fold a fitted sheet.
And let me ask you this: what does your bed consist of?
It consists of. That's a very good question. I love this question. I think we should go around the room.
Yeah, what does your bed consist of?
I'm an adult, so my
bed. You got a fitted sheet on it, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
go ahead.
A regular sheet, and then just. Duvet cover, and we've actually pulled the blanket out of the duvet. So we're just two sheets.
You have three sheets, basically.
Three sheets, and then we have this thing we put over it when we get out of bed so the dog can sleep on it and not get our dog on our bed.
Great. So that's not that hard. That's basically two things you have to put on. Even though we said three sheets, it's only two because the duvet is two.
Two hard pillows.
Yeah, two hard pillows.
Two soft pillows,
mm-hmm.
And then one of them long pillows.
You're basically saying what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And by the way, if someone doesn't even go with that third one, I think that that's great too, because 95. Well, I just about
the third one can get in the way. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's still one thing you got to move and put on. It looks four pillows look clean and nice. You know, I only have four pillows.
Yeah.
And one down comforter. That's it.
Nice.
Oh, I lied.
Floor or do you have a bed?
Lately, I put one blanket. You know those blankets? They're like white with stitching all over them.
Yeah. They're nice.
I mean, some stitching.
Yeah, and they're a little thinner.
Right, so I make that on the whole bed. Like, it goes over the back, over the front. And then that just, and then I sleep on that because it feels good. I just started doing that. And then I just have a, so that just stays made.
Yeah.
And then I use a one down comforter. That's it. And then I just wake up, boom, I throw it on. I have four pillows. That's it.
Do you cover the pillows with your blanket when you make your bed?
No. You know what? Because I'm... God bless you for not giving up. I throw the down comforter on the bed.
Okay.
And then I fold it back.
Yeah.
You know, like I pull it back. Like, yeah. You know, and then I put the four pillows at the end. And I do have a way to do the four pillows that I'm very particular about. Like I will, shake it to the bottom. Sure. Shake the pillow to the bottom.
Open ends of the pillowcase face out or in?
Oh, out. Out.
Folded. I taught you that foldy fold.
That's a cool thing. Extra flaps
in there. It makes it like a hotel.
If you have an extra long pillowcase, you put it in and you don't, the inside stay
in. I'm familiar with this move.
Wow. That's a real high-end pillowcase you got. I know what I'm doing.
That's the attention to detail.
Yes.
Right there.
Wow.
Woo. Lockjaw. Lockjaw.
Oh, shit. All right, we got to go. Let me do this.
Sure.
How do we take... Let Roy Orbison take us to break, and then we're going to come back and take it home.
Will the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show.
You know what? Maybe I won't go to break with this.
Want to do the other one?
Yeah.
The commercials faded out. Fade this music out. And let's go to break with this.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. We're back. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom-boom.
Okay.
That's right. I love it. Okay. Why is she chewing gum? By the way, the woman that's saying okay to George Carlin is, we've played this John Dacre, and he's at church and he sings and he's really just uncomfortable, and it's just almost sad. You think it's a bit because he's wound so tight, this guy, that he doesn't think he can acknowledge even that, I think I forgot the words of the song, the whole room laughs, and you go to the chorus. No, he's just staring straight ahead. So Patrick Hicks said, you know, because we had been talking about doing sing-alongs, like imagine being there and trying to sing along to try to help him out.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you. Who's that?
Okay. Chris,
yeah, that she works for Chris Hardwick.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll wrap it up.
My name is John Dacre.
Oh, pause it. So the woman that's playing piano, I love that we don't have it because I'd rather tell you about it. So she's like, she goes, "That on our next thing, like he's going to do Amare." No, play the okay. So that's okay, it's okay.
I had to start it over.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of her, like, she's chewing gum and telling the audience, and she's like, so now he's going to do, and she goes, he's going to do Amare. Okay.
Okay.
So he's going to do Amare.
Okay.
And that's what she's tearing into the crowd. She's on an upright piano set.
Okay.
He's going to come up here and do Amare.
Okay.
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 All right.
My name is John Dacre.
Okay.
Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels sing. Hallelujah.
Okay.
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 Will the
moon. It's your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Amore.
Amore.
Okay. Always come back.
Ding-a-ding. And a bell. Amore.
Okay.
More,
more,
more. Okay.
Anyway, I love that. By the way, thank you.
Oh man, just my face.
I don't even have time to do this. Well, I could go to close on that. Yeah, I'll go to close on that. There we go. So we got rid of that. Did we do this?
Okay.
Yeah. Is that? Yeah. Did we do? Did we play that? Did we play this?
Okay.
Got it. This is the
people. Seriously, you got to listen to this song, and take it easy. It's okay to enjoy tomorrow. You know, it's not going to kill you. You fucking hear me?
Zippity doo da, zippity day. My oh my, what a wonderful day.
You know, it's okay. It's okay.
A little sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo da, zippity day. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. Yeah, it's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity doo da, zippity day. Wonderful feelings, wonderful day. Zippity doo da, zippity day. My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Okay.
Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo da, zippity day.
Okay.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't even have time for that. Mr. Rogers will take it away. Roy Orbison took us to break. I don't know what this is. Oh, this is Rory's impersonation of me? I'm only going to play it once.
I have a podcast and guests come on, and I play jingles and I do sketches.
Okay, that's an honest message to George Carlin left on my machine. On my voicemail. Edit that out. I don't want people to think I say machine. So they played the chicken cluck.
Machine's bad.
Run from the bit, blah,
please
blah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm Rory Scovel. My show got canceled. Aha, asshole!
I have a podcast and guests come on, and I play jingles and I do sketches.
That's pretty much what
I'm
you do.
I'm Rory Scovel. Oh.
You pretty much nailed it.
Okay.
Let me hear what he says again before I get offended, because I was going to really go to town on him. Now that you bring it up, play what he says.
I have a podcast.
I do.
Correct. Come on. And I play jingles and
true.
I do sketches.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. I did some sketches.
You know what? He's full of shit. That's not all I do. That's not all I fucking do, and I'm not going to. I have a fucking real show, and he's full of shit. I play jingles. I have a good show. That's what I fucking. I'll fucking play this song because I like it. I don't need to.
Jake's in Canada.
All right, listen. Come on. Ooh, I like that. Lachlan Patterson. I listen. I got a show to do. You were great.
Thanks, man.
All the post-its are gone.
You. Thank you.
Can we talk about this? But I got two things I want to do. Some listener sent this in. We're going to end with something really fun. I love sing-alongs. I said it. Yes, okay.
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 You're not going to win. Okay.
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 Okay. I got a show to do, but I'll sit on the phone with you all day. Hello.
Okay.
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 Okay. We'll try to take. I won't talk about religion anymore.
Okay.
Okay. I won't. So nice. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
Okay.
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 Okay. You know what? Get the last word. I don't care. I'm bigger than you.
Okay. Oh,
there, you won.
Okay.
Yeah, you won.
Okay.
You won. You said okay. I'm not going to say okay anymore.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
You win. You get the last word.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything after this.
Okay.
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 I said okay. Now come on, stop it.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Can you help me with this? Seriously, I know we got to go to break, but like...
You said stop it.
Okay.
I want to talk about something to George Carlin, to be serious. So I wanted to talk about sparkling ice. Let me tell you something. I want them as a sponsor, like to George Carlin, I'm being honest, because I like it. And no one's going to go to the supermarket. You get 10 for $10.
What do you like about it?
And by the way, I'm not getting paid by them because, okay, this is the sparkling crisp apple. Okay.
He really drank it.
It has. Look, it's good if you never. I was never really addicted to soda, but I like carbonation sometimes. But especially if you like soda and you need that carbonation. And, you know, they go, oh, it's got carbonation, but you open it up. No, it doesn't like a soda sometimes where it's just really. This has like double or triple the amount of carbonation that you think it's going to have. And it does the job. And they're actually really good. So I'm saying to George Carlin, so people know I'm not lying, would I like them as a sponsor? Yeah, because I could talk about it and people wouldn't go to the supermarket and buy it and go, all right, Todd, it's not that good. No, they're going to go and get it. Chase, what did you have over there? Nice and loud.
Orange mango.
And it's crazy good,
yeah,
right?
No, it's really good.
Yeah, and what did you have?
I had a pomegranate blueberry, and it's refreshing.
Really, to George Carlin.
To George Carlin. It tastes really
it's
nice.
It's good. It's a nice it's little got bang drink. To it. You know what? It's got a little kick.
Maybe put some vodka in it.
It's got a little kick to it.
Great mixed drink.
You know what I mean? Like it's like you drink it and it's like, yeah, it's got a little oomph.
Okay.
Zero calories.
Yes. What? I knew that.
Zero.
That is crazy. Look.
Zero calories.
I guess, you know, if you it's got some bang. Yeah, that's right. It's like when you drink it, your whole okay, let me take a little sip and do not play any sound effects. I'm gonna take a sip. That's how my insides feel, like they're alive. I have assessment. It's crisp. Okay, I'm saying it in a silly way, but this crisp apple, it doesn't disappoint. I'm being honest. Like, whatever flavor you get, I'm not kidding around. People are going to go to the supermarket. They're going to buy it. And they're going to – every flavor they try, they're going to be like, Todd was right. It delivers. Some other products, they go on the front. They really go, oh, it's cherry jubilee, and you drink it. You're like, ah, it's not – it's cherry jubilee shit. But this, sparkling ice, I got them at Vaughn's, 10 for $10, but...
don't tell the price.
Well, because I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, but what if they change the price?
So what? People know that prices change.
Go to Vaughn's.
You ever see the advertised for commercials on television? What do they do 30 years later when the prices are different at the hamburger chain? They up the prices. But right now, 10 for $10 is a good deal at your local Vaughn's. I get Vaughn sends me a few. I get nothing from either of them, but I want to. I want to send this to them because, you know, I really believe in them.
How do you send it to them?
Oh, wow. I just had another sip. Woo. 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 Wow. I'll tell you what, let me tell you one more time. These sparkling ices are gonna give you some zing. They'll give you a little kick in your step. Anyway. Let's close the show.
You like these things, hey?
We're going in for the close.
Okay.
You did, by the way.
What is that from?
It's from that woman that was playing the piano for the John Decker guy.
She actually said that?
Can you play the whole clip? Okay, is it worth finding?
It's worth giving the context.
Okay, I'm glad you asked.
That way it's not
who
just...
Who put the new candle in?
I did.
Good for you. It's nice. It's like I don't have to do it. It's a break in my night because I work hard.
He's learning you.
Who?
Nick.
Oh. This has been a nice
Robbie.
Time for me. Okay. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town.
Hold on, listen.
And for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That includes me. I live at Christian United Methodist Church. Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight. So John Dacre's here, Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to Christian United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay? Okay?
Okay.
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 My name is John
Dacre. Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. How, what a...
Hey, Nick, I know we just ate a bunch of ice cream and Reese's butter cups, but do you mind running to 7-Eleven and getting some Twizzlers and more ice cream?
Did you say that?
Yeah, right after you got ice cream and Reese's cups.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like the 10
you sent
after.
Him again?
Okay, here's the problem. Let me explain. I'm not proud of it. I have a problem.
I know you do.
Maybe we shouldn't play the music.
I watched. Hold on. It was like you had bought drugs from me.
Yeah, here's what happened. Last night when you left, you realized you left your backpack, or I called you, left your backpack.
Yeah, and so, I was gone. I was pretty gone. I was 10 minutes gone.
Yeah. So I said, oh, if I can get you to stop, I'll pay for your trip.
Not only come back and get my bag.
But stop at a store and get ice cream, and what else did I want? Reese's cups.
And I was in an Uber, yeah, so I had to not only say, can you please go back and get my stuff, but can we stop... And get some ice cream. And she goes, sure, thinking it was for me.
This is my first batch of ice cream that I got.
Right. And I said, no, it's for the person we're going back to. And I said, I'm so sorry. And she goes, don't worry. She's like, don't worry, I'll do it.
And how did she get it? Because it was only through the window at that time of night.
We drove.
I thought you were going to go
to
a 7-Eleven.
We had to drive. And instead of going to get my bag, we first had to go get a bunch of stuff.
Well, they're getting paid, by the way.
I didn't realize that at the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's why you don't feel bad. That's what they're doing what they want to do.
I had no idea at the time.
They weren't
upset with you. I realized today that that's true. When they sent me my receipt or whatever, I realized I paid for the whole thing.
How much was it? Do you mind if I ask?
Don't ask, please.
No.
Please.
Tell me, because I gave you $20.
It was very generous of you.
How much was it? Was it a lot more than that?
No. Please don't worry about it.
Oh, no, I want to know out of curiosity.
Who cares?
Oh, you're right. Who cares? Okay.
$20. It was...
But I said you didn't have to say it, and then you went ahead and said it.
Because I wanted you to know how stupid it was. I mean, is it stupid? I should never have said it.
No, it's fine.
I feel like an idiot
No,
now.
I don't. I'm going to edit it out. Guess what? Let's go back and edit it out. Watch this.
We're not editing it out.
No, we're not?
Not if I can't say the word editing, first of all.
Right. So listen, so how'd they get the ice cream through the window?
So we drove to find some ice cream and some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
And so we drove past your place. That's how, and we had to go find a place. And we found all that was open was a gas station.
Right.
So I pulled in the gas station, and I said, I'll be right back. And I went to go open the door of the gas station, and it was stuck. And I was like, they're clearly open. So I started tugging on, and I realized, oh, this is one of those gas stations that makes you go through the window. So
right.
I had to go find the window. They don't really announce where the window is. You had to run along the glass wall for a little while.
I didn't know I put you through all this.
And so eventually I found
you.
A guy who the guy who is on the other side of the bulletproof window, which is thick. And he's just got – all he's got is you're trying to communicate – through this giant plexiglass at a person who really could just wants you to go the fuck away.
Yeah, sometimes they're, yeah. So let me, how does he get it under the window? You brought me a pint of, what type of ice cream was that way? I couldn't figure it out.
You couldn't figure that out?
No.
I got you my favorite. I got you Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche.
Okay, and how'd they get it under the window? Please tell me.
I had to go walk all the way with him through his store and find the ice cream through the window. And so So luckily the ice cream was by the window, and I was able to point through the plexiglass and through the refrigerator window and guide him through the steps to pick the dulce de leche.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he let you in the store?
No. I'm on the outside of the store yelling.
How's he get it under the window?
First, he's got to figure out what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know, but he eventually did, and then he reached for it. How did he get it through the window?
Let me tell you how he reached for it. When he reached for it, he looked up at me like... Like, he was so mad.
Aww.
He was furious. He came around finally.
I mean, the story has an unhappy ending, and you're not going to believe what it is.
Oh, no.
After you left.
So eventually he shoves it through this giant drawer that they keep in front of the big metal
right.
drawer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he said, he yelled, I heard the word 9 and then some numbers. So I just gave him a 10 and I just walked away.
Oh.
I didn't even look back for a receipt or money. I was like, you earned whatever change.
And here's the bad news.
Okay, what's the bad
that
news?
That ice cream. I'm glad that Nick was there because I don't want to seem like a maniac. By the way, I'm so thankful that you got
By the way, before I know you're thankful. I know you're very grateful. I want you to know, though, I know you have a problem because when I handed you the ice cream at the door, you reached in your pocket, pulled out a 20, put it in my hand, and turned around and walked away.
Because I wanted to eat it so bad.
I know. I never...
Okay, so I got the ice cream. This is true. To George Carlin. That's why I love this
word. I had to walk into your house and get my bag. Like, right. I had to find my bag in your house.
Oh, because I was so excited. Well, I was high. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So I go into the kitchen. I put that thing that makes instant hot water.
What? A kettle?
Yeah, the kettle, right. And I put boiling hot water in a bowl, and I sink the ice cream into it.
Why would you do that?
Because I want to soften it. I don't want it to be hard, but I want it to be able to scoop it out. Like, if you put it in the ice cream, a microwave for 6 seconds sometimes, it's still really cold. Yeah, that's how short you have to do it.
You run your microwave for 6 seconds?
Okay. Yes.
Just checking.
And it does it. People that do it are listening. They go, yeah, you do it any longer, it melts it too much. 6 seconds, you put the knife through. It's still ice cream. It's not like a milkshake anywhere near it.
Six,
but you can get
enter.
The spoon through it. It can be 4 seconds, 6 seconds, whatever. That's not the point of the story.
Okay.
So anyway, it's still not. It would never... You go... Anyone that goes to this gas station, the ice cream is so frozen that I never enjoyed it. And neither did Nick. He goes, it's 10 minutes later. We're still putting it in our mouth and chewing it. And it never thawed, ever. That's how that's how frozen it was.
Oh,
so anyway,
man.
But I loved it. And I put 2 Reese's Cups in the bottom.
Yeah.
But it would have been better if the ice cream was softer and it went through the soft ice cream, you know, with a little bit of a push.
It's usually softer.
And then I also wanted you to bring me a noun later, but a Baby Ruth. No, the peanut brittle. What is that called?
Payday?
No, the one they advertise on Butterfinger.
Whatchamacallit?
No, why are you rude?
We could do a whole Who's on First Thing. Whatchamacallit?
What do you mean, whatchamacallit? I'm trying to. Why don't you help me out and at least guess and give me candy bars? Whatchamacallit? I can think whatchamacallit.
It's a whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I know. Tell me, guess a candy bar. You know, hey, what was the name of that town? I don't know. Over there.
No, it's called whatchamacallit.
Now I want to talk about it now. What's the name of the candy bar I'm trying to think of? Help me out.
It's called whatchamacallit.
I don't know what you call it. All right, we did a good job. So listen, so then you leave and I eat the ice cream, I eat the Reese's cup, and I did. I said, could you do me a favor? I go, come on, I bought everything. Why not? All you got is going late night runs to Vaughn's. What else are you going to do to help? So he did. He went up and he got more ice cream, pistachio, ate right out of the container the minute he walked in the door. That's a fine way of saying I'm not sharing this, which I thought...
He's smart.
Yeah, and you know what? Then I thought it was fair, but then I thought, wait, I shared mine with him.
Well, yeah.
I gave him some of the... Well, I shared a little. I let him dig in once, and I said, from now on, I'll be eating out of it, and you won't get any more. And that's the truth. No, that is the truth. It is the truth. Yeah.
See, now that I know the context, it's even funnier.
It is. Okay, okay, we're going to go. John Mayer, this is a popular song. Okay, so listen.
Okay.
Yes. So there's that, and then he ran out, he got ice cream, and what else did you get?
Huge bag of Twizzlers.
Twizzlers?
Oh, and I ate them all. It wasn't big enough. I have to admit, the minute I saw the bag, I went, that's not going to last me long enough. I want the pound bag at the Vaughn's.
Okay.
He got a big bag for the airport. You know, it's like 15 pieces of licorice. That ain't going to do shit for me.
Your problem's not the food. It's you.
Why? Why is it me? Why is it me? Because I'm... Oh, well, by the way, I'm very nice. When he gets it, I'm like, oh, thank you very much. I'm not a monster.
Of course.
I'm doing it in a
funny
way.
Well, you're a monster to yourself.
Brah.
There's a monster inside you.
Brah. And,
but that was enough Twizzlers, probably.
Well, it was, yes, for a normal person. But here's the way for a semi-normal person. I have to do this. Someone sent me in a parody of the I Want Lady, and it's so funny. But I want to let it breathe, and we'll do it when we come back from talk about a tease for your I Want. He did his version of the I Want Lady.
Who's
and
the
it's
I want
really
lady?
Funny. She's the one who she's just sitting in a restaurant. She's listing things she likes. I want a cheeseburger with extra crispy cheese, and everything she says is right.
Yeah,
but he sent in a parody of her. Yeah, I want a corner slab birthday cake with purple icing, and she's probably fucking right. Something about the dye and the purple icing. Everything she says. I want a Caesar salad with real Caesar dressing.
She knows what she wants.
Yes. I want, and she's just listing things in a fun way. But she sounds, so we may pretend she's at a restaurant ordering off the menu and nothing's there. And we go, We don't have that, ma'am. I want the. You can only get these at this. Well, we don't. We're not going to go down to Costco and get you a hot dog because that's another thing she wants. She goes, I want a Costco hot dog.
You can't.
We can't run down to Costco. So, you were just great.
Thanks, man.
You were great. Seriously, you were just so much fun. You're great to be around. Easy to be around. Keith.
Thanks, Todd.
Paul Sandwich. It's hard to think of fake names. If you're at the border and you can't get through, what's your name? Think of a fake name.
John Johnson.
Right, it's it. I know. That's how I feel. They're good at them. He said Paul Sandwich once. I went, no, is that a name? No. Would you stand at the border and hope they didn't harass you? He said, yes. Yeah. So I had a shirt made, and I embroidered Paul Sandwich on the front. On the front. I had Paul. Where is it? Is it here with you? That's all right. He hasn't worn it once. Fucking piece of shit.
I think if I had just not
kidding,
laughed.
I'm kidding. You wore it last night. What did you say?
I think John Johnson's a real person if you're serious.
John Johnson. Yeah, John Johnson. You know what I love about John Johnson? He's so silly. No one says that.
Nobody says their name and laughs.
Nick, always good to have you. And seriously, I don't make it sound like I'm dying, but Robbie, great fucking job on that board tonight. You were fun.
Yep.
Oh, in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board today. Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board.
Okay.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Okay. Wow, bring it down.
Robbie Kirkhoff's on. Robbie Kirkhoff, la.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, this sparkling ice apple crisp apple. No wonder they put the crisp first, because it is crisp apple. It's not apple crisp, it's crisp apple. So in studio, we have someone that's going to play us out of here today with a little sing-along, and you're all set up over there with your guitar, and we'll take it home.
Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two.
Ah, the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
Remember when we laughed away the hours and dreamed of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. Then the busy years went rushing by us, lost our starry notions of if by chance I'd see you in the tavern. Smile at one another and we'd say,
okay.
Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd stand and dance for la 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 la. Over the days, over the days. Just tonight I stood before the tavern. Nothing seemed the way it used to be. In the glass I saw a strange reflection. Was this lonely person really?
Hello?
Those were the days, my friend, I thought they'd never end. La 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 la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la